Oh yes. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo. We're gonna get into the news and we're gonna be back with more. Don't go anywhere, because we're gonna come back with more Callaloo. And then we're gonna put the crab in the Callaloo.
The assignment. Oh, the assignment. Hi, this is Carlene Davis, and you are listening to Caribbean Callaloo on CJLO.
For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. McGill College Avenue could be the next street to get a facelift in the city. Montreal's Public Consultation Office recommends narrowing the street to two lanes to create a pedestrian plaza. This move is one of Valérie Plante's many ideas to make the city less car-centric. The idea was first announced in August, but the city waited for a public consultation before moving forward with the project. The possible changes would include widening the already large sidewalks from President Kennedy to Sainte-Catherine. The project would also take advantage of other developments in the area, such as the McGill REM station and the St. Catherine redevelopment. The CAC may have won a majority last election, but their ideas may not be as popular as they might have thought. A new study shows that it was a desire for change that led to victory rather than their electoral promises. 55% of their voters said they voted for change. Only 17% said they voted because they liked the CAC's platform. The Liberals and Québec solidaire voters were much more enthused by their party's ideas. Around a third of them voted because they supported the platform. The CAC also has considerable opposition to its main ideas from its own base. Around 40% do not support its major promise to reduce immigration. Canada is halting all deportations to Haiti due to the ongoing crisis in the Caribbean nation. The island has seen violent protests in the past week calling for the resignation of President Jovenel Moïse. Ottawa has also updated its travel advisory to Haiti. It recommends Canadians avoid traveling to the country. Canada's also working on getting any Canadians out of Haiti. The Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince will remain closed, but consular services are still available by phone or email. To hear the newscasts and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Waiting to have a good time. I know you couldn't wait for this special day. This day of the year, we know it's your birthday. From your many friends, we must wish you well. A big, big party, we gonna celebrate. Everybody irate while we singing.
Celebrate.
Yeah, man. We celebrating right now. We celebrating Black History Month right here, all over the world.
We gonna party all night. We gonna have a good time. Everybody happy.
Yeah, man. We just celebrated Love Day, Mr. Valentine and Raphael. That's the Love Day last Thursday. We celebrating, and we have to celebrate that every day of the year, all the time, every time. Ah, yes. Yeah, man. I'd like to extend my birthday greetings to my good friend over there in Toronto, Valentine Campbell. How you doing? Boy, that was my good buddy from since we were like 2 years old. We're running the ranks. A place called Stubbs over in St. Vincent. Happy birthday to you, my friend, Valentine. Hope you live to see many, many, many more. Many more years to come, my friend. We're gonna be celebrating.
A big, big party. We're gonna celebrate. Every everybody nice while we're singing.
Oh yes, a lovely, lovely young lady right here in Montreal that celebrated her birthday yesterday, Joelle Jones. Happy birthday to you, man. This is a man. Happy birthday to you, woman. Lady, how you doing? All right, so celebrated yesterday. You know, I know Joelle, she celebrates every day. You see her, she have a big smile on her face, you know, and I love when you smile because you know you're a happy lady. Happy birthday to you, coming us from all of us here and here at the studio.
Come on.
Oh yes, Mrs. Savvy Potter. Hey, happy birthday to you! Coming up on Monday would be your birthday. Enjoy your day, Savvy, over there at the Caribbean Curry House. Savvy, happy birthday to you, my dear. Looking good, stay looking good, and I know you would enjoy your day on Monday.
And take a toast while you cut the cake.
Oh yes,
just a big, big party. Uh-huh. We gonna celebrate. Uh-huh. Everybody nice. Uh-huh. While we singing,
we sing and celebrate.
Aye. Celebrate.
All right. So anybody else is celebrating, and I don't know who you are. Have a good celebration. Happy birthday, whatever you're celebrating. You know, it could be. Between you and your husband being together for a long, long, long time. I know you've been celebrating. No? Hey? You finished? Yeah, all right. Yeah, Master Jay has celebrated for a long time himself, and he's been celebrating lately, and he celebrates every day. He celebrates so much, he went to shovel snow. And normally, he sends the wife out to shovel the snow, but he went and shovel it this time. But you know what? You break it back. When the lady says you're gonna do something, let her do it.
Aye, aye, aye,
aye. Ah, yes. We're gonna continue the celebration right here. I know somebody calling with a request, but you're gonna get it on this in this hour because we had our songs picked out already for that hour. Stay tuned and you're gonna get whatever you want. So if you wanna give us a call and 514-848-7471. Celebration time. Oh yes, how are you doing? Good afternoon, welcome to Caribbean Callaloo.
Good afternoon, CGLO.
Yes, good, Caribbean Callaloo. You have your Callaloo soup yet?
Yes.
Oh yeah, how are you tasting?
Oh, excellent.
Good, I hope you have some crab legs in it.
Crab, pigtail, the whole world.
Oh my, that's a real Callaloo.
Oh, it's all mixed up.
Alright, so tell us what you're calling about, netball, right?
Yeah, yes. Okay. My name is Lucita O'Dane.
Lucita O'Dane.
Yes. Hey,
all right, go ahead.
Calling on behalf of the Quebec Amateur Netball Federation once again.
All right.
We are having our annual tournament on March 2nd. That's coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having games the 2nd and the 3rd. I will give you the venue for the game.
So all right.
At the usual 4880 Van Horn Avenue. That's
in the arena right there. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So games will be from 9 a.m. until about 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And our annual fundraiser, dance, party, whatever you want to call it, Mm-hmm. We will be having visitors from out of town once again this year.
Okay, who's coming from out of town?
We have the U.S., we have Ontario, we have a team from the Caribbean.
Wow, that's lovely.
I will confirm which team, which island, mm-hmm. in another interview next week, probably.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's looking very exciting.
Good, good. And the one that's coming from the States, the United States, where it's coming from?
They're coming from New York.
New York,
New
okay.
York City, yes.
Good, good.
So they'll be gracing us with their presence.
Mm-hmm.
So to give you the venue for the fundraising party tonight, mm-hmm. this year because of the renovation with all the city places,
yeah,
the city halls, it will not be Levant and Emmanuel, will be at the Caribbean Food Factory.
Caribbean Food Factory over there, give us the address.
Yes, 5311 Boulevard de Maisonneuve.
Okay, 5311 Boulevard de Maisonneuve. Right in the corner of the Carrie, yeah.
Exactly, not mm-hmm. far from the Vendôme Metro, so mm-hmm. it's centrally located.
Good, good, good. Mm-hmm.
So the price is only $15.20 at the door, so come out early, come out and have fun, come and meet your friends.
And they're going to have lots of girls there?
Yes, as usual.
Okay, forget it's a girls' netball team.
A girls' netball team.
Oh, so, yeah. Right. Wow, I come in.
Yeah, you better come and see some guys too, because the girls will need partners.
They need partners. I'll tell you something. I could partner 10 women one time.
There you go. Come and you have them all.
All right. Good. All right. So give us the date again.
So that's March 2nd, 2019. Mm-hmm. During the day, fundraising party at the night, 5311 Boulevard de Maisonneuve. That's mm-hmm. Caribbean Food Factory.
Yep.
Come on out. Music by New Concept and the Unruly Squad. Come on out and support.
All right. Thank you very much, my dear. And next week again, give us a call and tell us exactly who's coming from the Caribbean.
Exactly.
All right.
So
you listen to CJLO 1690 on your AM. And tell you something. This is how it's going to be right now. Boom, 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 boom. 1 minute.
The assignment. Oh, the assignment. Hi, this is Carlene Davis, and you are listening to Caribbean Callaloo on CJLO 1690 AM. I will be in Montreal April 13 for the big gospel concert. It is my assignment to be there,
yes.
It is your assignment to join me. It's mm-hmm. going to be a time of fellowship, praise, and just giving thanks to God. You can't afford to miss it.
See you there. The big fundraising with Carlene Davis coming up April the 13th. It starts at 7 p.m. and it's over there at the Evangelist Pentecostal Church, 1235 Lambert Classe Street here in Montreal, close to the Atwater Street there, Atwater Metro, I would say. Okay, and have lots of entertainment there. We keep your ears open for that because, you know, Carlene is going to be there with her. I played her song before earlier on that she made world hit with, and she put it in gospel, that rhythm. So give her a hand for that one. All right. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, family! Yeah, man. You want to get the party wet? St. Lucia is in the house. Mojo out of St. Lucia. Yeah, man. St. Lucians like to wet you down. You know, plenty water down there. Yeah, man, one time I went to St. Lucia, no? And every time I walk around, water with me. All right, you listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. Ah, yes. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, March 2nd at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. Come early at noon to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check the website, www.studyandgoabroad.com.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Yo, DJ, when we drop that one, they all artificial. All waterman, bring out the hose, them. Wait, Faith.
Hit them, hit them.
Boto there, boto there, boto there. Hey, hey. Booyah. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Everybody. Drink the water now.
Yes, let we go, let we go, let we go. Iowa George is taking us down the road. Let we go with Iowa. You know something? Trinidad Carnival look like it's gonna be hot this year because they have a lot of hot tunes. I never heard this amount of tunes come out of Trinidad for a long, long time. But this year, wow, they're nice. They're nice, they're nice, they're nice. Let me go.
Come on, just
let them talk, let them talk about it. I don't care what they say.
I'm ready for the madness, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to get what this, I'm ready for it. Carnival of me obsessed, this then just like a magnet. I'm waiting like a drumhead, I'm hungry for it. And I just want to.
Yeah. You know something? A lot of Caribbean entertainers are getting big things over there in Trinidad. And the Grenadians are doing really good. I gotta tell you something. This guy is mashing up Trinidad. Mr. Killer, check him out.
Some stress, so I take some shots. With the amount I take, really don't just spot. I heard a voice talking in my head. He said, go to the vet, you can't go to your bed. So I said, who is talking, and where you from? The voice tell me, my name is Mr. Rum. You hear the iron, that mean it's that. Don't let nobody style you, mash it up flat. Tell me pick up something, anything. Rum tell me to grab something.
Yeah, pick up something and start to run with it, but don't come by my house and pick up anything, eh? Because I go do something real crazy. Mr. Killer out of Grenada.
Move, excuse me, let me pass. You don't want to have fun? Then move your ass. You do like soca, then what you doing here? You don't know when jab jab drink rum? We do not care. Cause the life of the party is in our hands. But the rum say don't worry, cause I am Superman. And you see all my haters, normally I duck you. But the way I drink my rum now, I want to tell you.
He tell me pick up something, anything. Rum tell me to grab something, anything. I just want to pick up something, anything. Watch how I go grab something, anything. Rum tell me to run, run with it, run.
Yes, we drinking the rum. We drinking the Grenada rum because I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something about what happened in Grenada just now, okay? So, find some Jamaica rum right now and listen to this interview after this song. Grenada rum. I want me Woodman rum. I love the Woodman rum. When I drink Woodman, the girls love it.
Hello, 911, hi.
Call 911. Somebody pick up something. They pick up something and running back to Grenada with it. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. And then we have very lovely ladies in the house. Good afternoon, ladies. How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? Hold on, let me get your microphone here. Wait, yeah, here you go. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Good afternoon. You got two Grenadians here now. You could pick us up and run with us.
Well, let me tell you something. That's why I play that song. Because all they're leaving.
Oh boy.
You know, you're not leaving here today.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Okay, so introduce yourselves and tell us, Jemma Raymond Baines, you're going to be speaking about the taste of tea.
That's right, and you brought along Joanne McMillan. She is on our team for Playmass Montreal.
Good.
So she's here too. What a talented young lady, yeah?
She's very talented, very beautiful, looking pretty, this and everything else.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yes, man.
You know, thank you something, very much.
If this was a contest, you win Gemma a long time.
Trouble. You didn't hear me when I said trouble?
It's
trouble.
A good thing you're not on Facebook.
Oi. Oh, well, I'm fighting them. You know something? I'm suing them.
I'm also 30 years older.
That's why?
Than her.
You're joking.
So she has a lot of experience under her belt is what she's saying.
Oh, okay. I'm glad. All right. Let's stay under the belt, eh?
All right. Aye, aye, aye.
Oh boy, we must have some fun with Gemma when she comes here. You know that we don't normally do it. It might sound crazy, but it's good.
It's all good.
Good fun. Good,
good fun. All right. So tell us all about the taste of tea coming up and fashion 2019.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Well, we're back by popular demand. Last year we did not do the tea party because we did Let's Hear It for the Boys.
Yep.
And we got so many calls saying, what are you doing with the tea party? We want the tea party. Mm-hmm. So we're back with the best tea party we've ever put on.
Great.
That's
great.
March the 10th, Playmass Montreal Cultural Association will stage the 8th annual A Taste of Tea to celebrate International Women's Day. This year, the event will be themed A Taste of Tea and Fashion.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, which it will be an enchanting tea party and fashion show. And we'll be honoring 6 top Caribbean female fashion designers in Montreal and Toronto.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to be pulling out all the stops. Mm-hmm. The guests will get to taste the delights of the Caribbean with natural teas that will be coming in especially from Grenada.
Wow.
Flown in for this special occasion. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have delicious culinary delights in a splendid and new atmosphere. So normally we would have it at 6767 Côte de Neige.
All right.
But this year, because we are doing something really
different.
Special and different with the designers, we wanted to change the venue and really come out large. So this year we're going to do it at the Côte Saint-Luc Aquatic and Community Center, which is in Côte Saint-Luc. The address is at 5794 Park Haven, which is the corner of Kildare. We'll repeat the address again at the end in case there are flyers out, but if anybody is listening and they want to jot it down quick, we'll repeat it again. Okay?
All right.
So each of the designers will be honored by showing their creations on the with the beautiful ebony models, Montreal Ebony models.
Montreal Ebony models.
While being awarded.
Original?
Well, original no, we have some.
No, I'm talking about the name. Went back all the way in the 70s.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
That's right. Well, not the same models from the 70s.
No. I'm sure one or two of them in there. One of the
Well, they look so fantastic. They could be.
Yes.
They could be.
All right, yes. Good. Go ahead.
So while the models will be showcasing the honorees, we have six honorees, which mm-hmm. Gemma will mention mm-hmm. in a moment.
Sure.
They will also be awarded the Woman of Merit.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. for the International Women's Day. Sure. So let's give a big shout out to our six beautiful designers, and man, are they great.
Good.
You have to come out to see Angela Alexis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
From Mad nice. Fashions.
Yep. Amazing.
Put
amazing
your hands together for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A Grenadian girl.
A Grenadian girl. Mm-hmm.
Raphael can't pick her up and run.
She's too heavy.
Uh-oh. No. Trouble.
This guy is so much trouble.
Yeah. It's all right. When you reach and she see you, she will deal with you.
Oh, yeah. She could lift me up.
You know Angela could deal with you.
Yeah, no, she will lift me up for sure.
Angela Alexis, don't listen to Raphael, please. But we're so, so happy and proud to have her, Mad Fashions. Mm-hmm. We also will be honoring Glendora Seeley.
All right.
She's originally from Barbados.
Mm-hmm. Another amazing designer.
Designer. Oh my God, extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of nice African wear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's really great. And her line is called Emmerlin Fashions. Mm-hmm. And we're going all the way to Haiti.
Yep.
And we have Mimonde Fildor.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And her line is M. Fildor. She does a lot of very top
haute
design.
Couture.
Haute couture. Mm-hmm. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Her haute couture. Then we have some real urban style with Nadia Bunyan, who's originally from Montreal. Yeah.
Good.
And her line is called Maison Black Mission.
All right.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And back in Haiti again, we're going to be showcasing Esther Labbé. She has a beautiful line called Vetement Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, there's Mildred Lawrence Tamsot. She's from Grenada also. She's from Toronto. Mm-hmm. Her design is called Hot Needle Design.
Wow.
And she will also be our keynote speaker. And the thing about Mildred, she designs for all the stars, like, Daniel Craig,
yeah.
007,
yes. mm-hmm.
and Drake. So she knows Drake. I tell her, bring Drake along.
Right.
You know, so.
I lost my belly. I could be on the stage too?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she designed for me? Well,
she will design for you.
Hi, Hannah Belly.
And we want to make a special mention because there'll be a special award presented to none other than the Queen Maker, who is a fashion show guru in this community, Dawn McNichols.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, Dawn.
Well deserved.
Well
deserved. Very well deserved. Very well deserved.
Mm-hmm. So she's going to get the Fashion Show Guru Award.
Oh, wow. Good.
So the tea party will be hosted by Catherine Verdon Diamond. She's the host of Breakfast Television.
Yep.
She does the traffic and Breakfast Television. Yeah, we have, what I want to mention also, there's going to be a special mention for my dear friend, Shirma Salandi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because Shirma emceed this tea party for the past 7 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this year, she will not be there. You know, she...
In form, but in spirit?
In spirit,
We will feel her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do the opening. You know, she was a hat designer.
Yes.
So we'll do the opening with all her beautiful hats.
Yeah.
And do a moment of silence for her.
Yep.
And remember her and... You know, with all that she's done in our community. Mm. So there's lots happening.
I miss working with her. Trust me.
Yeah. Too. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But she will not be missed.
Okay.
She will not be missed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know she's not going to be there. as I said, in form. But her spirit, her spirit will be amongst us. So, all that being said, we are calling all.
You know something. Anytime I see a spirit in a place, I run.
You ever see a spirit?
Eh?
Well, that's why I said, yeah, I seen spirit already.
Jumbi gonna get you.
Yeah, I used to cross the cemetery every night in St. Vincent.
Yeah,
and when they hear man say run, you better run.
Okay. Let's go. Who tell you crossing the cemetery?
Because I had no choice. If I had to go meet my girlfriend, she live above the cemetery.
Okay. Well, we'll leave that right there. Coming back to the tea party.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Calling all fashionistas to get fancy and attend this tea party and fashion show. And of course, the stars of this tea party will be all the attendees.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So guests are encouraged to dress in their fanciest clothes with tons of accessories and be ready to strut their stuff down the... We're going to have a pink carpet, paparazzi style.
Wow.
So if anybody, wants to get their picture...
And everybody will be getting their picture.
The women will want to get their pictures taken because you're coming out.
And are they getting something for being... extraordinary?
Yeah, they're getting their picture taken by all the paparazzis that we're going to have there. We've got six of them already.
Okay.
All right.
So this is, the theme of it is fashion. Fashion and pink.
In pink.
So ladies and gentlemen, come out with your best outfits, your pink shirts, your pink ties, if you got a pink suit, ladies with your boas and your fascinators and your gloves, we're expecting you to come out.
All right.
We're going to be doing it up big style.
Good, time.
And we have lots of food.
Nice.
Lots of great stuff to eat besides the sandwiches, but we've got everything. We have to a big shout out to Timmy.
Yes.
Timmy is going to be doing it.
Timmy and Lavina, Mark, they are going to be in charge of all the food that you're going to see.
Yeah.
We want to say a big thank you to the Côte de Neige Leadership Program because all the kids are going to be there serving the teas. So we
it's a collaborative effort for everyone. Yeah. Right?
So yeah, this is about in another 3 weeks or so.
March the 10th. Sunday, March the 10th. The 104 bus drops you right there. If you don't know where the Côte Saint-Luc Center is, it's right next to Mamonites.
Okay.
And I'm sure a lot of our community knows Mamonites.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's right It starts at 2 o'clock from 2 till 6 p.m. So there'll be lots of door prizes, lots of entertainment, and just a great time. Tickets are only $30 and includes everything.
Good.
And, of course, we have tickets at the Caribbean Curry House. We have tickets at in La Salle at Caribbean Paradise and in the West Island at the Marché Colonnade.
All right.
Or you can call us at 514-620-6612.
All right, so we're gonna get into a little music, and we come back with more because we have more to talk about.
Okay.
So don't forget the big taste of tea is coming up, and Fashion 2019, and it's going to be over there Sunday, right, March the 10th, and it's at the Côte Saint-Luc Aquatic and Community Center. That means we should walk in a bathing suit.
You can. We have a pool.
Aquatic.
There is a.
Maybe you can come with a pink trunks.
I got one.
Oh,
I have one.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And you can talk to Angela.
All right. So, all right. We'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere. Right here. Oh yes, this is Big Red. You know who Big Red is? He's from Caracou. That's right off Grenada. And Caracou is a part of Grenada? Yeah. Yes, I wanna wait up for you.
yes, we go Dingole. Caraco Grenada style. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You listen to Caribbean Kalalu. Yeah, man. And talking about Kalalu, we're going to have a soup fest right here in Montreal. Yeah, man. And who else can talk to you about good soup from Grenada but to the two lovely Grenadian ladies who are sitting across from me? So tell us about the soup fest.
Well, this is sponsored by the Spice Island Cultural Day Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a big day in the park coming up in July.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that. Nice.
Yes. It's going to be even nicer and bigger. We've got great entertainers that we are going to be speaking about a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing a soup festival.
Wow.
And
good.
People ask us after we did the Oil Dung Fest.
Mm-hmm.
People say, in the winter, I think we should do a soup fest.
Yeah, you need a warmth in your belly.
In your belly. So this is going to be on Saturday, March 23rd at St. Kevin's Church Hall. And it's from 6:30 p.m. till 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a table, because we are selling tables, like vendors' tables, but we are making the soup. We have different chefs doing the soups. And Joanne, you want to tell them about the soup? I heard Raphael talking about Kalalu soup before.
Mm-hmm.
Kalalu,
yeah.
I hope all you're having Kalalu in the soup.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have Kalalu and pigtail and dumpling. And
right, let me hear about it.
Yeah, so our lineup of soups on the menu, we have cow heel soup.
Mm-hmm.
We have lambie waters.
Wow.
And the lambie come in direct from Grenada.
Wow, I want that.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
And we have fish broth.
Mm-hmm.
We have pigeon pea soup and Ital soup.
Ital.
Yes.
For all our friends out there that don't eat meat.
Meat, yeah, man.
And mouth watering.
Yep.
Yeah, and we've got entertainment, DJ 2020, Percy, Kello, Babu, and I think Raphael is making a special guest appearance, DJ 610.
All right, I'll be there because I'm going to have to eat me Kalalu.
Kalalu.
Where's the other one coming from, Grenada?
Lambie.
Lambie swimming up here? Or what?
Lambie water.
Are you going to catch it and bring it?
We're going to catch it and bring it. And the fish broth. And of course we have entertainment by Doggies. Live entertainment by Doggies. And the favorite Vinci Calypsonian.
Puffy. Oh gosh. Yes. Puffy like to run down the place and run up the place and run all over the place.
Oh, nice. Puffy is a great entertainer.
Great entertainer, yeah.
And admission is only $10. And we encourage you to come out. Soup will be on sale. Children $5.
Yeah. And we're also encouraging y'all to bring your board games and play while you sip on some of the most delicious Caribbean soups.
So we're gonna play some dominoes and some cards and
thing like that.
And just lime and get on.
A nice lime.
Nice lime.
With hot soup.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah, because I know we in Grenada, they like to do things nice and things different.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I went to Grenada a few times, courtesy of the lady next to you. And when I got there and I looked around, I got into the terminal.
Yeah.
There was a police lady who actually was head of heels, so following me all over, like she wanted to lock me up, but in a nice way.
Oh,
yeah.
But you know, and I keep looking for ladies, and I couldn't find a nice Grenadian lady. And I went to our good friend who is the Prime Minister now,
Honorable Kate Mitchell,
and he says, "Look, there's a factory that you can make a woman to any design that you want to." So he sent me down there, and I went down there, and Gemma was there trying to bring her back to Canada, and they take you away.
Oh.
They took her at the border.
Yeah, they took her. I couldn't leave.
She was too pretty.
She was too pretty
to release.
This is she. This is what's going on. Check this out.
Oh, Mr. Music.
No, that's the wrong song. That's the wrong song. Wrong CD.
Ever since I'm a little boy, ooh, music was the only thing could have kept me satisfied. I'm a music man. I know how to bend a tone to the beat. I know how to make a guitar song sweet, sweet. I'm a music man. I don't know how to hit nobody. Don't know about science and technology, but music is me. I'm a music man. Music in me pants, music in me shirt, music in me socks, music.
Oh yes. I hit the wrong button just now. I know Grenada have a lot of music men, but this is I making my woman. This is the one I wanted to play. This one. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello. Welcome to the factory. The nice woman factory. Grenada.
Na na na. Each and every other Calypsonian, oh, does run them out on Grenada woman, oh. But I want to take quite a different route, oh. I find we men deserve a tribute. I don't know if them fellas mad talking we women bad. When the hell they go realize that the women from Indian Spice tantalizing and nice. Sometimes I can't believe me eyes. Whether from the front or rear, they could make man turn and stare. First they nice, first they nice, first they nice. They making man fantasize and undress them with their eyes. First they nice, first they nice, first they nice. Whoa, yo, Grenada woman nice. Boy they nice for so.
Oh lad, just looking at them two in front of me, boy. I know they're nice. They're nice for so.
Welcome to the nice woman factory. That is what Grenada is. Nice woman factory. We have nice woman like these.
Nice woman factory.
It's like they're making them slow.
Nice woman factory.
Then they polish them and they let them go.
Oh yeah, I tell you something. I took my time and make me woman in Grenada and can't bring him back. Oh gosh. All you Grenadian men, and it's a man to give you up on me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes, you know, I have another song I play before you leave. Them Grenadian men like to put their mouth in a woman business all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true. Not me, say so, Lady Samo say so.
Oh.
You never heard?
No, actually.
You're not from Grenada?
Listen.
Yes. A man never put their mouth in a business? Okay, all right. So
we're going to leave that one right there, too.
We have to leave a lot there with Raphael.
Yeah.
Anatomy of Creative 610. Music every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, where we examine the origins and the evolution of Caribbean music. From mento to reggae, calypso to soca, compa, zouk, Latin, spooge, we play them all.
Church 2019 Fundraising Gospel Concert presents Carlene Davis live from Jamaica.
One handful of salt will heal the nation.
Saturday, April 13 at 7 p.m. at Evangel Pentecostal Church, 1235 Lambert Close, Atwater Metro, with special guest appearances by Sophia Sinclair Campbell, the Fitzpatrick Sisters, Zena Edwards, and many more. Advance tickets $30, at the door $35. Doors open 6 p.m., showtime 7 p.m. sharp.
Climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
Carlene Davis Live. Don't miss it. Saturday, April 13 at 7 p.m. at Evangel Pentecostal Church.
Christ held me in his arms.
The assignment. Oh, the assignment. Hi, this is Carlene Davis, and you are listening to Caribbean Callaloo on CJLO, 1690 AM. I will be in Montreal April 13 for the big gospel concert. It is my assignment to be there, and it is your assignment to join me. It's going to be a time of fellowship, praise, and just giving thanks to God. You can't afford to miss it. See you there.
All right, right now, Carlene is over there. Wherever she is, she sip my Callaloo every week. Right here. Right everywhere. She says, she call me, she says, 610, I'm sipping your Callaloo every week. Boy, I love it. Mm. She enjoying it.
Mm. Oh.
So she's listening to us, that means.
Okay.
Sipping my Callaloo and listen to us. So, so right. Say, hi, Carlene.
Hey, Carly.
Carlene.
Hi, Carlene.
Oh, Carlene. Sorry, Carlene.
All right, so we're not done with Grenada yet, huh?
No, one more.
One more? Okay, so let me get it.
Well, you know, our honorary counsel for Grenada, Leonard Warwood Jr., passed away last year. It's really, really sad for me to even talk about
it. I know. Yep.
So we would like everybody to save the date because we have to install our new honorary council for Quebec, for Montreal in Quebec, rather. So the ambassador, Derek James, who is the council general for Grenada in Canada, would like to invite the community to the investiture, reception, and gala for the new honorary council for Montreal, for Grenada in Montreal.
Right.
And that's Mr. Theodore Blaise. We all know him. He was the deputy to Council Warwood. So now he has been installed as the council. So there'll be a great, great evening, being prepared for his swearing-in ceremony. It's going to be something very formal, and that's Easter Sunday.
All right.
And Joanne can tell you a little bit more.
Yeah, so Easter Sunday, April the 21st, it will be held at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Plaza Valore. This is at 66,000 Côte de Liesse.
6,600.
Sorry, 6,600. Sorry. I added one extra zero. So 6,600 Côte de Liesse.
6,000, you would be in Ottawa.
6,600.
You'd be in Ottawa. That's horrible. Yes, so 6,600 Côte de Liesse. It will be starting at 6 p.m. and we should be going on until about midnight. Do you want to let them know about the tickets?
Yeah, the tickets are $55, and that includes cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and lots of it with wine. And that will be from 6 to 8. And then the official swearing-in ceremony from 8 to 9. Then there's a great big sweet table with all Caribbean sweets from 9 till 10. And, of course, live entertainment and dancing with a live band from 10 p.m. to midnight. And there's cash bar. Your dress is semi-formal.
Yeah. Right. Good. And if you want more information, you can get in contact with either Judy Lamotte at 514-249-6432 or with my lovely lady over here, Gemma Rayburn Baines, at 514-620-6612.
So save the date, April 21st.
And if I want information, I'll call you.
Who? Me? Hey. You want to put me in trouble with some? You want to put me in some hot Callaloo soup with Angela?
Well, why not?
You know, is either Angela or Carlene? Which one?
I'll put you any Callaloo soup on it. And
Lord
nice,
have mercy.
That'll be nice soup to eat.
Goodness.
like they say, I'm a Grenadian man today. Okay? I will tell you why I'm a Grenadian man just now.
Okay.
So let's just run through some of the dates and the events quickly.
Okay, so A Taste of Tea and Fashion 2019 is Sunday, March the 10th. This is at the Côte Saint-Luc Aquatic Community Center.
And the Soup Fest is Saturday, March 23rd. Mm-hmm. So that will be like 2 weeks after. Mm-hmm. At St. Kevin's Church Hall, 5600 Côte des Neiges. In Montreal, from 6:30 p.m. to 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yes, I didn't mention the time for the Taste of Tea. So that's from 2 to 6. Okay. And then we have the investiture reception and gala for the new Honorary Council for Quebec and Montreal, Mr. Theodore H. Blaise. This is Easter Sunday, April 21st. And this is at the Crown Plaza, Plaza Valore, at 6600 Côte de Liesse. And this is from 6 p.m. till about midnight.
All right, and all we also have a Comedy Baptist Church and 2019 fundraising gospel concert, and they're presenting Carlene Davis, and it's going to be on Saturday, April the 13th, and it's going to start at 7 p.m. at the Evangelist Pentecostal Church over there, downtown Montreal, 1235 Lambert Closse, and it's close to Atwater. It starts at 6:30. So keep that date in mind. And, you know, Charlene is looking out for you guys. Carlene, I should say. I keep saying Charlene. Carlene.
Mechanism.
Carlene.
All right. Kalulu soup.
So, you yeah, she's having my soup right now. That way I can't call her name. All right.
And can I just give a big shout out to the Grenada Nationals Association of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Last week,
big
they
time.
Put on such a fabulous, fabulous independence
gala.
Mm-hmm. And it was really nice.
Yes.
And, you know, really back home style.
Yes, really.
So
really.
Congratulations to Nicole and all the team at the Grenada Nationals
Association.
Yes, man. Yeah, so congratulations, Grenadian, and I know you don't know much about Grenadian men, so I'm going to do something for you about Grenadian men. And it's not me, this one is done up by Lady Samo, and I'm going to tell you, listen to how Grenadian men like to put them out, and where they like to put them out. This is Lady Samo, out of Grenada.
Tell me, where is all the action that you promised?